Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date for this episode is January 16th, 1954, and the title is The Bear. Now, before we get started, I am unsure of why it's called The Bear, and you'll hear my comments at the end, but I also want to let you know that it quickly abrupts. It's not even finished when it does end. I've heard this one before, so I'm going to try to find a better quality one, but I can't find one out there. So, let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Gunsmoke, transcribed earlier today from CBS. Around Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, the story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Up ahead there, Mr. Dillon. Somebody's gone and left his wagon right out on the prairie.
No, there's a man down in front of it, Chester. But it sure looks like his team went off and left him.
What would he be doing out here with a busted wagon and no team?
And I expect he'll be glad to tell us. Come on. Get up.
What? It's Mike Blocker.
Yeah. Hello, Mike.
Hello there.
Well, it's a perfect for a man to be in the day before his wedding,
Marshal. Sure is. Well, it'll keep me sober, Marshal, and Matilda will appreciate that even if I don't make Dodge tonight.
What happened, Mike? Where's your team?
Oh, Chester, we hit a hole back there and the whiffle tree busted and that team, it just run off like they was glad to get shed of the whole dang thing.
That must have been quite a hold you hit to do this.
No, not much. Look here, Marshal.
The bar's been sawed, happened too.
Sure. It's them boys again.
What boys?
Them two crazy cowboys I hired on last fall.
Plumber and Webb, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. They've been funning me a lot lately.
You mean this is just a joke?
It's what they figured, I guess.
Well, it ain't much of a joke to leave a man stranded on the prairie this way. Especially when he's trying to get to town to be married.
Now, this ain't so bad. Just yesterday, they cut the stakes on my saddle. Good thing the bronc got loose and bucked it off before I could get mounted.
I wish I were as even-tempered as you are, Mike.
Well, Marshal, it don't pay to get mad.
No, but it seems to me Plummer and Webb are going a little far with their joke.
Don't they want you to get married? I don't know. I never asked them.
Now, where are they now?
Oh, they rode into Dodge this morning. Oh. They'd see me at the wedding. I had to bring the wagon so that I could carry Matilda back to the ranch.
Well, we'll find your team for you. Maybe we can rig up a whiffle tree of some sort. You can buy a new one in Dodge.
Oh, I'd be beholden to you, Marshal.
Ah, you'll get to town in time for a drink yet. We'll ride along with you to see what you do, Marshal.
Well, no, sir. If you don't mind, Mr. Dillon, I think I'll go on down to the depot.
the Santa Fe's about due, and I like to watch it come in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll leave you here, then.
Sure do thank you, though, all the same.
Well, I didn't say that I was buying.
You'd have had to. I'm broke.
Man has to be mighty careful of what he says around you. I'll see you later.
Okay, sir.
Barker never would have got to town today.
Well, he rode in an hour ago, and you already heard about it?
Matilda told me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about you and Matilda.
She's the only lady in this town who is my friend.
Is your beer? Oh, thanks, man. You going to the wedding, Kitty?
He insists that I do.
You're pretty close friends, aren't you?
Pretty close, Matt. I guess it's partly because she can talk to me about things you wouldn't even dare mention to her nice friends.
Now, they're no better than you are, Kitty.
Maybe not. But there are more of them in the long run. That makes a difference. What do you want to know about Matilda and me?
Well, I've been wondering if there's any reason why either of those cowboys who work for Mike Blocker wouldn't want that wedding to come off tomorrow.
Plummer and Webb?
Yeah, that's right.
You must have some reason for wondering about it, Matt.
Well, man's friends always treat him a little rough before he gets married, but these boys have carried it pretty far.
There's jealousy, Matt.
No? Which one?
Plummer. He and Matilda used to see each other once in a while. So she met Mike and fell in love with him.
Has Plummer threatened her? Or Mike?
He's afraid of Mike in spite of his gentle temper.
Yeah, he should be.
But he told Matilda he'd make as much trouble as he could.
What kind of trouble?
Anything that'll embarrass her, I guess. Like a chivalry, but real unfriendly.
Now, they started their chivalry a little early. They even tried to get Mike crippled up a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about that.
Well, nothing came of it, but I sure don't like to see anybody's wedding day spoiled. I think I'll look those two up and have a talk with them.
I swear I've been in every saloon in Dodge, Mr. Dillon. Maybe they ain't in town after all.
Well, we'll try the hotel, Chester.
Why don't you just throw him in jail till the wedding's over?
I'd like to. Now, wait a minute. There they are.
Yeah. It's them, all right. I saw Mike over at the Longhorn taking on a few.
Well, even marrying a good woman makes a man nervous.
Oh, it sure does. Why, just the thought of it, and I want to go live with the Comanche.
Well, you can't let other men do all the marrying.
Why not?
I don't know, Chester, but it's what they say. Hello, Plummer.
Hello, Marshal. What's on your mind, Marshal? I've seen you come all the way across the plaza.
And I wanted to talk to you about the wedding tomorrow.
Oh? You ought to be talking to Mike Blocker. He's the one that's getting married. We ain't, are we, Webb?
No, we ain't. Did you think we were?
All right, that's enough. You're not dealing with Mike Blocker now. You're dealing with me, and my temper's a whole lot quicker than his.
No offense, Marshal. Webb didn't mean nothing.
No, I didn't mean nothing.
We're just in kind of good spirits. On account of the wedding and all.
Well, sure, you know how it is, Marshal.
You call it good spirits to try to get a man hurt 2 days before his wedding?
How?
Cutting the cinch on his saddle.
Oh. Mike told you.
He did.
He didn't seem to mind as much as you do, Mark.
Don't be fooled by that. If Mike ever does get mad, there's going to be trouble. And I'm telling you to leave him alone.
Well, we ain't going to do nothing. Maybe a little chivalry after the wedding, that's all.
I don't want either one of you anywhere near that wedding.
Oh, now, Marshal, we was invited.
The invitation's off. You understand me?
Well, Marshal...
Shut up, Webb. He's the law. We won't go near the wedding if he says so. I say we won't go nowhere near it. That satisfy you, Marshal?
I brought you a room and help her get packed. See all the lovely new clothes she has. She's been saving for years.
Yeah, I know. Mike told me. He's the real pro.
You're going to wait around to see him off, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll be here. I couldn't get Chester away from that free liquor anyway.
This liquor may be free, but it ain't too stout. I'm on my third glass, and I don't feel a thing.
You don't have enough blood in you to move it around, Chester. That's your trouble.
Well, I'd have plenty of blood if it wasn't for old quacks like you bleeding me every time I get cold.
I never bled a man in my life, and you know it.
Well, maybe you didn't, but I sure have been bled by other doctors.
Don't blame me if you're fool enough to let them do it. You know, man, I've always said if people would just stand up for their doctors once in a while, that would improve the whole medical profession.
Well, you may be right, Doc.
Of course I might.
I'm going to go see if that jug is empty yet.
Yeah, I think Mike's drunk half of it himself.
Take a look around outside while you're at it, huh, Justin?
For Plummer and Webb?
Oh, they haven't showed up yet, but they might be waiting.
All right, sir, I'll do it.
Oh, it's a nice wedding. Wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, fine.
I brought some ammonia along in case Mike got too weak to go through it.
His entrance was a little shaky, but he got his color back about the halfway mark.
Matt!
What? What's the matter, Kitty?
Matt, it's terrible, that poor girl.
Well, what's happened?
It's her clothes, all her new clothes. Matt, we went to her room to get a pack, and everything's been torn to shreds.
What?
It's a mess. And Matilda's up there crying her heart out.
A plumber, I suppose.
Of course you get it. Who else would? Girl.
You better go back to her, Kitty. And don't tell anybody about it yet.
All right, man.
Hey, well, what are you going to do, man?
Find Plummer and Webb and lock him up. Mike's pretty drunk, and I got an idea he won't take this joke as easy as he did the other.
Jackass wouldn't stop here to sniff a rain barrel.
Yeah, not if he knew his way around, he wouldn't.
Look at there. Even the door's busted off.
Yeah, it sure is.
Mr. Dillon, this place is a wreck. Where is everybody?
There's been a fight here, Chester. Oh, there's somebody.
Look at his head. He's laying funny. What? Well, that's Webb. Where'd that come from?
They're behind the bar there. Maybe it's Plummer.
No, that's not Plummer.
Hey, get the beer off the bar and throw it on him, Chester.
Yes.
Don't hit me.
I'm the marshal. Nobody's going to hit you. Now, who are you, mister?
Joe. I'm the bartender.
Well, what happened here, Joe?
Why, that was crazy. He's still here, Marshal?
No, he's gone. Who was he, Joe?
The fellow that Plum and Webb worked for. Mike something. He was awful mad, Marshal. Awful drunk, too.
Where'd Plummer go?
I don't know. I tried to stop it, but they hit me. Knocked me out.
Was anybody else in here?
Just them, and then Mike come in.
Now, Joe Webb's lying on the other side of the bar. He's dead.
Dead?
Yeah. Do you see who killed him?
He pulled a knife on Mike. He was going to use it, too. Somebody killed him, huh?
Was it Mike?
I got hit about that, Marshal. I didn't see no more.
All right, Joe. You do something about Webb there, huh?
Look what they done to my place. It's ruined. Who's going to pay for all this?
I don't know, Joe. But I'll try to find out. I didn't find out. Not that night, anyway. We looked around the Oasis inside and out, and then I sent Chester down to wait for Mike in case he showed up at Matilda's place. So I scouted the town again. But shortly after daybreak, we both gave up and met back at the office.
Miss Kitty was down here, Mr. Dillon. She stayed with Matilda all night.
Oh, good. How's Matilda taking it?
Well, I don't think she cares about her clothes anymore. She's so worried about Mike.
You didn't tell her about Webb being killed, did you?
Oh, my goodness, no, sir. I wouldn't do that. She'll find out soon enough, poor thing. What's Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Come to turn myself in, Marshal.
Where you been, Mike?
Sleep?
Asleep? Oh, where's Plummer?
Oh, I don't know. I was so drunk and so mad, I don't remember much of anything. Think he knocked me on the head while I was finishing off Webb. I know I ain't seen Plummer since. I've just been down to the Oasis, Joe. Ain't seen him neither.
Well, nobody has, I know. But where were you?
Oh, I was awful drunk, Marshal. I must have got as far as Kelly's stable, crawled into a stall there. At least that's where I woke up this morning.
Well, I'm going to have to lock you up, Mike.
Yeah. That's why I come. Marshal, that was a bad thing they done to Matilda.
Yeah, it was. But you shouldn't have killed anybody for it.
Well, maybe.
Lock him up, Chester.
Yes, sir.
I'll bring back some coffee.
This way, Mike. I sure am sorry to have to lock up a man like you, Mike.
If you didn't, Chester, I'd just go find Plummer and kill him.
There you are.
Yeah.
Mr. Dillon will be back directly. Then you can have some coffee.
I don't want nothing.
I didn't have a gun last night.
What'd you hit me with then?
Table leg.
I should have killed you too.
You didn't kill Webb.
What?
You knocked him out, that's all.
What are you talking about? He's dead, ain't
he? Sure, he's dead. After I hit you with that table leg, I busted his neck with it.
You'd... What for?
So they'd hang you for it.
Well, then what are you doing here now? I've already admitted to killing him.
I got to thinking, that's why.
Thinking what?
Well, when Doc gets a look at Webb, he'll know you couldn't have hit him that hard. Anyway, I figured you'd remember about it all.
They'll hang you, plumber.
Not me. I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to be gone to Texas.
You shoot me, they'll hear you.
I ain't going to shoot you. Listen, I have to. I'm going to cut you, Mike. And you won't look very good when Matilda sees you.
Matilda?
We was friends once, Mike. Real good friends. You know the kind.
You and Matilda?
I'll tell you what it was like while I'm cutting your throat. Get out of that cell now.
I got...
Chester. You all right?
It was Plummer, Miss Dillon. He hit me. I'm okay now.
Well, come on, then. Come on. Mike's gone.
Someone must let him out.
Let him out. Nothing. He's probably killing. Let's look out back.
Look, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
It's Plummer.
Yeah, he's been beat to death.
He sure has.
Yeah, his gun's missing, but he got that knife into Mike first. He's leaving an easy trail to follow. Come on.
He headed for the alley. Told me you didn't run into him out on the street.
Has he got that far? Stay back, Chester. I'll go around the corner first.
Yes, sir.
No, Mike! I got him. All right, come on. Mike, what did you shoot for?
Well, I didn't know it was you, Marshal. Thought maybe Plummer'd come too.
Now, Plummer's dead. You're not in very good shape yourself.
He cut me a little before I got to him. Ain't bad.
But I might have killed you.
Thank you for not trying, Marshal.
Well, we better get you up to Doc. He'll dig that bullet out of your arm.
Sure.
By the way, Mike, I saw Doc a few minutes ago. He'd been down looking at Webb. What did you hit him with?
Oh, Plummer killed him. Told me so. He had a table leg, Marshal.
Doc figured something like that.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I am very sorry it abruptly ended, but we pretty much get the moral of the story is that, you know, he didn't do it, but he's a heck of a man. So that may be where they get the title The Bear, but when I think The Bear, I actually think of a big grizzly-style bear. So what I really found interesting about this episode is the fact that these guys would destroy her clothes. I understand beating the man up or causing trouble there, but to destroy her clothes, I mean, that's just sadistic. Of course, this is the same guy who bashed his own friend in with a table leg, so what can you expect from a murderer, I guess? Let's check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. If you have any comments, you know, send me an email or call me and leave me a voicemail. 707-986-8739. Let me know what you think of these. If you want to hear these on another show, maybe I can throw it to one more show. These aren't too difficult to do. Just pretty much my feelings and what I thought after listening to the episode anyways. So that's it. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for listening.